For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Father, we thank you. We need more of you. You are the bright and morning star. We want to shine as bright as you are. You are the King of kings. We want to rule as great as you are. You are the supplier and provider. We want to be blessed as much so that we can be a blessing to others. You are the wisdom and the power of God. We want to be wiser and more powerful in our lives here. Oh, we want more of you. Jesus. Jesus. This is not just a song. This is our prayer. Make us more of you. A true reflection of your nature. And the express image of your personality. That when people see us, they can say he is of Christ. He is the Son of the living God. He is the blessed of the seed of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That every day when we come here, you bring us here, you wash us with the watering of your word to purify us so that we can become as gold as you are. And so today we say more of you, less of ourselves. For where we came from, we can't carry it forward with us. We need more of your nature to carry your glory and your blessings. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. If you are clapping your hands, clap properly, because you are clapping to the Lord and not unto man. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, by the grace of God, today is our second Sunday of the sixth month. God has blessed us to enter into the month of June. We are almost half through the year, and we have to be thankful to the Lord that God has kept us alive up to this point. Amen. You know, yesterday was Saturday, isn't it true? And Saturdays, places get busy. The people who are decided to do are leaving us. So the fact that your house, there was nothing like that, it's a reason to say thank you to God. Hallelujah. Now, this month is dedicated to prayer. Amen. Amen. And yesterday, our Bishop Eddie, led us to the mountains. For God had a word for us. So he led us. You know, when Jesus Christ was led on a mountain with Peter, James, and John to show him what is ahead of him. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that And whilst they were praying, Jesus' face changed. He was transfigured. And Peter said, "Master, it was good that we are here. You know, because there was something ahead that he had to know. He was going to die. His death was near. Things were about to happen that was not going to be easy for him to handle. And so he had to be in a place where God should show him. So the Bible says that Elijah and I think Moses came to strengthen him there. Elijah and Moses came to strengthen him. So there is a strengthening that God wants you to have. Amen. We are 5 months through, and from January to May, a lot of things have happened in the world. A lot of things. We didn't know that there would be war in Ukraine. We didn't know that. And war in Ukraine has affected the whole world because almost everybody gets wheat for bread, which is the basic food for all over the world. It's supplied from Ukraine. The whole world gets their supplies of wheat. Ghana, I think we import about 30% of our wheat from Ukraine and Russia. So that two countries alone, they contribute, apart from wheat, and the oil, Europeans depend upon Russia for supply of gas in their homes. And fuel, oil, it contributes significantly. But when this war came, it has caused the world price of oil to move from, I think it was $50 or $45 to now $120. So that's why fuel prices keep changing every day. A lot of things has happened. That's because of that. Somebody sat down and said, "I'm going to fight against my fellow brother who is also a president and took over his land." You ask what came into his mind. It is Satan. It's the devil. So by that singular war, so many problems are coming to the world. And we need to understand that that is the prophecy of the word of God. That perilous times will be coming. Difficulties are going to happen in this world. Hallelujah. And so, it is important to seek the face of God. To know what to do in the midst of such challenging moments. Because I can tell you, fuel price is not going to stop now. Transport fares will continue to increase. Food prices will continue to shoot up. That is why we as Christians, it's our duty to know what to do. Because we are, Bible says, we are the salt of this world. That means that when something is destroying and decaying, we have to step up and become salt to stop the decay. So if we don't play our roles as Christians and put salt into the decaying system, things are going to get worse. So God himself told the people of that, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. So if we are God's people and we don't humble ourselves and pray, the world doesn't know anything called prayer. They know economic theories. But all economic theories have failed. All Bank of Ghana theories of how to control inflation have failed. They don't know what to do anymore. All their principles. They say when your government reduce tax on petrol, petrol price will come down. They reduce it, the petrol price kept increasing. So it's something, and it's not Ghana, it is the whole world. If you go to Europe now, people don't have even they don't have even fuel to buy. And its price keeps showing. There is something that is happening in the world that we as Christians have to sit up and stop the decay. Otherwise, we also be engulfed by the world challenges and as if we don't have a God. When there was a famine, a man of God rose up and said, tomorrow by this time, there will be abundance of food. So a spiritual person had to rise up to deal with the issue so that there will be peace and the destroying effect of Satan will stop. You cannot be an Israelite and then there's famine in Samaria and you are just quiet. That is why they had to seek the face of God and pray for God to reveal the way forward for the decaying to stop. Are you here of God? And that is why yesterday the Lord led us through his servant Bishop Eddie. So we went to the mountains to seek the face of God, to wait on God. What to do? Not for economic politics, but to ask Christians what to do so that there will be divine interventions, that the world around them may suffer certain challenge, but for us, there should be a certain way of divine protection, prosperity, and peace. Amen. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And so, we went there from morning around 6 o'clock and closed around 5 o'clock. So, what was the word? We have to pray. Because we are in a kingdom which have three elements of how to be effective in that kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom God has brought us in is not a kingdom of economic theory and economic thing. Our kingdom has three elements. Number one, you must be born again to enter into that kingdom. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You need an American visa to be able to enter the kingdom of Americans. Every kingdom has its entry points. Bishop is preaching a message called Entry Points. Entry point. What do you use to enter into something? Entry point. You have to know what to do at the entry point so that you can enter. Because doors are always closed. To enter into something means that a door, something must, you must have something that opens a way to enter. So, if we want God to be involved in the affairs of our lives, we need to enter into his kingdom where we are not controlled by the politics of the world, but we are controlled by the provisions of heaven. So Peter Paul said that my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in his kingdom. So that you don't live by what the economy of the world is dictating. My wife went to buy gas and said that the gas price, I said, it's not news. I told her, it's not news. Maybe you are know me, but that's the reality of the red now. Something you buy today, tomorrow you go, the price has changed. But you need to enter into a kingdom where things will change in the world, but there shall be supernatural way of providing for your needs. Say supernatural way. Because if you are living your life only by the physical things of this world, I can tell you that your life will go deep down, down. Because your salary will not match the inflationary trend. Your salary can never match. Inflation is now about 25%. Just before we started the year, it was 9%. Before we started the year, inflation was 9 or 10%. It has jumped to 25%. So you see that, and that, not that the people who are ruling the country are very intelligent, very knowledgeable. Dr. Addison, Bank of Ghana guy, very great economist. And he has his team of people there in the Bank of Ghana. vice president, Faumia, economist. But all their theories are not working because it goes beyond human understanding. Are you here or go home? It goes because it's right to remember that God himself has said that in the latter years, perilous times will come. So many things of this nature are divinely controlled. It's spiritually controlled. And that is why we need to enter into a kingdom where our source will not be what happened around us. But in a supernatural way, God will supply and provide for our needs. Do you understand what we are saying? Now, when our brother stood there and said that he just met somebody and the person has introduced him to other people, even to the presidency. So you could see that it's not by connection, no, it's by supernatural connection. So that instead of sewing one shirt in the normal way of getting your one job, one salary, suddenly a supernatural dimension has come that you are not connected to about 10 people. By the time you collect all the money from 10 people, you are able to pay all your bills and still have surpluses to live the rest of your life. So you see that when men are cast down, you shall be saying, there's a lifting up. The realm that we need to enter. That is why you cannot sacrifice your salvation for anything. Now, many Christians joke with their salvation. Because like you destroy your visa that caused you to enter into a certain kingdom. I'm working American visa. It seems 10 years. I said visa. Who did that to visit? Now, some to obey that America. Say amen. Amen. So that's the first thing. Now, when you enter into this kingdom, what do you do next? There are two things you have to keep doing every day to sustain you in the kingdom. And the two things are, number one, the word of God. The word of God. The kingdom you have entered, there is a ruler in that kingdom called God. And that ruler said that if you can hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, all these commandments I give you, if you follow, all these blessings will come upon you. Joshua, this book of the Lord should never depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. And observe to do according to all that is written therein. That is why you are going to make a good success. That is how you are going to have prosperity. Joshua 1:8. So you see, the kingdom oppressed by its principles. So when you enter into this kingdom of God, and the book of the Lord is not important to you, that means that You have sacrificed your destiny for Satan to manipulate you. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. Meditate upon it. Read it every day. Understand it every day. And follow it every day. And observe to do according to. Not according to your will, but according to what the word of God says. That is written there. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous. As you become a very prosperous person. Don't just say amen, but say, I will receive the grace to read my Bible. I need the grace to read my Bible. To know the word of God so that I can have this prosperity. Then you shall also have good success. Success means that you always scale over things that fail you in life. Things that will make you fail. Success means that you have gone beyond failure. You were not failure. You didn't fail. You passed. You jump over what should have made you go back. And you have gone ahead. So failure is at the back of you. I see failure being behind you. where success is always ahead of you. That's number two. Number one is what? Being born again so that you can enter into this kingdom. Now, when you have entered, the next thing you have to do is do what? Your book, the book of the Lord, your word of God. The next thing, and the most another important thing that must be part of your life is prayer. 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 Because the kingdom, you communicate with the authority of that kingdom through prayer. If you want to talk to God, you will stand somewhere, God, where are you? I want to see you. I don't know. You have to commit it to prayer. Remember, we're here, we're sharing that thing, everything by prayer. And nothing without prayer. Because in this kingdom, communication is through prayer. Communication between you and the king of the kingdom, who is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You communicate with them through what? Prayer. Hallelujah. And so that is one key thing that when it drops out of your life, it means that you are still behaving like you are living in the world. Because there are people who are in America, but they behave like they are in Ghana. Those people, they are always poor. They are always poor. When you live in America, you don't want to behave like an American and work like an American and follow the principle of America. He said, oh, this place, the weather is too cold, so I'm sleeping. You sleep. You sleep there. Because in Ghana, there's no cold. So there's no winter. So you feel like, oh, I'm in Ghana, but I'll be sleeping. So you sleep. You see what happened to you. Because every kingdom operates on its principles. Hallelujah. And so the kingdom we have entered in, brother, you cannot drop your prayer life. Then you are not part of that kingdom. Because the very person we are following, he lived his life by praying every day. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Let's start from verse. Daniel chapter 10. Let's start from verse number. You know, this story, if you know the story of Daniel, how many know Daniel in the lion's den? You know that story? It came from this chapter, chapter 6. You can go and read it. But how did it come? What happened was that in verse 1, the Bible said that. Hallelujah. You see, because I'm preaching a very powerful message, Satan has tried to convince the person, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, so that you don't hear it. So, what is the purpose of coming to church? If you came to Wiwi. No. Ask yourself, you don't come to church to Wiwi. No. But you came to church for what? And this is the time you are listening to the word of God, and then at the moment where you are supposed to listen to the word of God, devil say, go out. Go and wee-wee. By the time you come, everything we said, you didn't hear it. You have wee-weed your destiny away. Where is the person who went out to? No, if he's not going, let's ask the guy to come and sit down. Okay, you just come and sit down and come and hear the word of God. The person, if you go and wee-wee her destiny away. Please be serious, because I have only about 30 minutes and the message ends. And all the time they were dancing, you didn't go and wee wee. They were singing, you didn't go and wee wee. At the time you are about to hear the very key thing I'm talking about, that in this kingdom, it operates by entry, the word of God, and prayer. And then the word of God was the main thing, because in the beginning was the word was God, the word was God, the word is God, and the word is said to them, and everything is about the word. And then as we are hearing God, we are seeing God, you are running away. To go and wee wee. No. We shouldn't entertain this evil spirit.
Talk to us about it.
And don't be watching, reading something on your phone. If you are this time that I'm preaching, you are watching and reading something on your phone, I can say to you that you are Satan's child. You are Satan. You are not the son of God. You are not a child of God. You are Satan's firstborn. Firstborn of Satan. You are firstborn. Yes. Yes, I'm talking to you. Because I'm speaking the word of God. I am under strong influence of the Holy Ghost to speak the word of God to you. And at this time that the word is coming, this is the time that your attention has switched. It is Satan who is trying to. The Bible says, he whom you yield yourself to, he is the servant of the master you are. So Satan wants you to yield yourself to. And that is why you have swayed your attention from God. Jesus said, those who are with me, they hear my voice. But those who are not with me, they will not hear my voice. That is why your ears and your mind switch from the word of God. Because Satan knows that when you hear the word of God, you'll be converted and you'll be changed. So he tears your mind from the preacher. And blow air. You'll be sleepy. You wake up and say, Yapon. Okay, Yapon. Satan knows that the word is over. Are you here, preacher? Sit down and listen. Daniel was a foreigner whom God has blessed so much. He had become such a great person. 120 ministers of state the king appointed. And the Bible says, out of the 120, he selected 3 to be super ministers. And out of the 3 super ministers, Daniel was first. A foreigner. And as he was sitting on that throne, as a prime minister of a foreign country, his very ministers of state were envious of him. They wanted his destruction. Not his family members, but the people he was working with, colleagues in office. The colleagues. They were envious. They were agitated. They were worried that how can this foreigner become the main person in the midst? You see, I just finished preaching about God is going to bless you, make you great. And I know God is going to do that. But you see, when God lifts you to that position, you need what it takes to sustain you on that position. That's why I'm continuing the message to teach you about it. For the blessing is coming, but when the blessing comes, how do you sit on that throne of your blessing and will not lose it? Some of you can put you, but the next time we come, you have removed. You have been removed. Because we don't know what it takes to sustain the position God has given to you. That's what I'm teaching you. So don't joke with what we are doing at all. Have you seen I'm sweating? Because it's a serious matter. Very, very serious. Bible says, then this Daniel, can you imagine this Daniel? This foreigner. You see what I'm saying? Somebody said this. It means that it's something that is not good about it. This guy. This guy. This guy means that you have been singular because you carry something that people are not happy about. And this Daniel, the president loved him above all. Why? Because he had an excellent spirit was in him. And the king even thought to make him to be the ruler of the whole realm. That is the position God is going to take you. You will be an envy of your brothers. You will be an envy of your sisters. You'll be an envy of your colleagues in the office. God is about to take you there. But whether when he puts you there, he will come and see you still there, or he will come and see you still there. He set him to set him. God is going to set him. And the king thought to set him over. That's what God is going to do for you. You are going to be set over ministries, set over positions, set over jobs. Receive the grace of God together. But when you get there, how do you keep it? You'll be going to the president's office. But when you get there, how do you sustain it? It's not connection. That's what I'm teaching you. And watch. The Bible said that because of that, the president and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no occasion, no fault. For as much as he was a faithful guy, neither there was any error found in him.
Hey, any error?
no error. Anything they look around to accuse him to the king, they couldn't find anything. They couldn't find anything. And now look at the plan they came up with. Watch. Then this man said, we shall not find any occasion against them except find it against him concerning the law of his God. He's so dedicated to God and the word of God that if we want to find a fault against him, the kingdom he operates from, it is that we have to use the kingdom he's operating from their principles to judge him against our kingdom. If not, we can't, in our kingdom here, we can't find anything against him. He was conscious of which kingdom he was operating. So what did they do? Then these presidents, not the workers who, these presidents, the 120 presidents, and the prince, they assembled together to the king and said, that says, they said unto the king, live forever. So when you go to the president, you make so they say what? All the president of the kingdom and the governors and the princes and the councils and the captains and the have consulted together to establish a royal law. We are going to make a decree. Because of Daniel, look at how all these people are planned against him. He alone. So you see, it's not easy to be blessed though. That is why if you don't know what it takes to hold your blessings, you are married. Because it's not easy to be a husband, though. At all. You need what it takes to sustain you as a husband. It's not a joke. Because there are forces behind the scene fighting to destroy you. Remove you. Make a decree that whosoever asks a petition of any god or man for 30 days, except thee only. If anybody is going to pray, she'll pray to you. For 30 days, nobody. Otherwise, we'll throw the person to the lion's den. That's the story. You know the lion's den, but I don't know the story behind. We put the person to the lion's den. Verse 8. And so now, O king, establish a decree and sign it, and that it will be not changed. According to the law of the Medes and the Persians. He was an Israelite. He has come to dwell among Medes and Persians. And he was ruling them because of his God. There are societies you'll be joining not because of God. That is why when you neglect the God who put you there and you join the people of Medes and the Persians. And unfortunately, many of us, that's how we behave. When God lifts you to join them and rule over them and show them his light, we go and dim our light and join them in their darkness. And we bring those proverbs. Verse 9. Wherefore the king Darius signed it. You know, politicians, when they see the masses are coming, they will follow the masses, even though they know that what they are doing is bad. Politician will own you up. One time. So learn how to depend upon your God. Because you have one vote. 120 ministers. They control their constituencies. I would rather sacrifice you to be sacrificed. Are you here? Go home. So Bible said that the king signed the decree. So you see the whole message starts from when you take the book, it starts from here. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went to his house. And his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his feet 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to God as he did aforetime. As he did afore. That means that his source of power and energy to fight all these 120 people was his secret, was his prayer. His prayer life.
Three times a day, a prime minister, a vice president of a country could pray three times a day. Who is the most busiest person in the country? You see president and vice president. Today they are here doing this. Today they are here cutting soil for this. Today they are here doing this. Everybody needs them on their programs. And the whole country, you are president of the whole country. No, you're not a president of Accra. Some people think that you are president of Accra. Some people are in Bulgaria, they are doing programs. They are president to come as guest of honor. Kumasi people need you. Takwa didn't need you. What do you need? So when you are a leader, you are so busy. You have to satisfy all these people. They all voted for you. Yet, Daniel could find three times a day in the schedule of his life and pray to God. What work do you do? That you are too busy that you can't pray even for 1 hour. And you want God to lift you to a position. A position that 120 people are fighting against you. And they want to cast you into the lion's den. Your very colleagues. You can't see it. And you are just there going about your business. No prayer. The kingdom that we are in operates through the entry, the word, and prayer. That's the kingdom of God. So if you are in this kingdom and these three forces are not operating in your life, then you are not in the kingdom. Tell your neighbor that if we can't see you reading your Bible every day, if we can't see you praying every day, then you are not in the kingdom. You are not here. You have moved yourself out of the kingdom of God. Three times a day. Joyce! What was your quiet time this morning? You were too busy painting your face more than reading your Bible. Sundays, yeah, Sundays in Kwa. I don't know. Say, as he did a fourth time. It means that if it's something you do, when you wake up every morning, don't do poo-poo. Don't you brush your teeth. You say that today is Sunday, so I won't brush my teeth. Because you keep doing it, it has become part of your life. The fact that you didn't do or you forgot to do means that it's not part of your life. There's nobody who here is said that you wake up in the morning and then you take your dress, you are going to work. Is this how you do it? DBJ, when you wake up now, you are just here. What did you do? You bathed. You didn't forget to bath. But you forgot to pray. It means that's not part of your life. It's not part of it. That's why you forgot. Anything that is part of your life, you can't forget. Because it has become a custom to you. It's your custom. Every lady goes out painting her face. That's why you don't forget. You don't forget. Every lady. And sometimes they paint it 4 times, 5 times a day. 7 times, 10 times. That one there, you can't forget it. But praying for 3 times a day, you forget it. It's not part of you. You are out of the kingdom. That is why you are not receiving certain things in your life spiritually. Hallelujah. Are you going to pray? Are you going to pray? The one we follow, Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 1, Auntie Judith, verse 35. Mark 1, 35. What do you see there? In the morning. In the what? Yvonne, in the morning, what do? You call your daughter, you bath her, dress her, take her to school, and then you go to work. No prayer. Action film. The one who says action film is that you've been watching films. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Action films. In the morning, a great while before the day. Before the day.
How many know that a lot of things happen in every day? A lot of things. From now until tomorrow, a lot of things is going to happen. Somebody is going to even die from now. Tomorrow by this time, the person will not be alive. Tomorrow by this time, somebody is going to lose something. Lose something. A lot of things. Before the day. That's why, before the event come, you have to rise up and pray to stop it. To intervene. God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, no. If this is what God you are going to do, no, I won't allow you to do that. How can you mix righteous people and bad people and kill everybody? Genesis chapter 18. Don't do that, God. It's not good. It's not your nature to add the bad and the good together and burn them. So Abraham had to use prayer to intervene from God's intention of what is about to happen. His nephew was in Sodom and Gomorrah, and he was afraid that when this thing happens, it will affect his child, his brother. He had to pray before the event comes. And say, oh God, I'm a man, but I'm interceding. I'm talking to you, a God. Do you want to spoil the country because of, if you find 50 people are righteous, would you destroy the nation? God said, Abraham, that's why I like you. Because even me, when I'm doing something, you can, and you are the person who can talk to me. You see, sometimes God, like God wants you to talk to him. I said, God wants to talk to him. So the certain thing that's about to happen through your voice, he will stop it. Are you here? Go home. That is why we have declared this, the rest of this month, that is a month of fasting and prayer, because God wants to hear your voice. God wants to hear your voice, not your pastor's voice on your behalf. This time round, you must be like Abraham. Rise up and talk to God. Say, Lord, would you destroy the nation because of... No. Are there not righteous people in the place that you can use them to save the people? If you don't rise up to intervene of prayer, a lot of things are going to happen that you may not need to affect you. A great while before the day. Tomorrow, somebody is meeting in your office to plan an evil against you. Even your boss is planning to sack you from your office. You don't know. Because of certain gossip people had against you. A great while before the events is affected. That is why Jesus had to go and pray to his father. Say, Father, as I'm going to Jerusalem and they're going to arrest and kill me, what is the way forward? He had to seek the face of God through prayer. For God to guide him and help him how to navigate his way through the cross. Even Jesus. Hagar, don't sleep over me. The one who is the Son of God. If your father is God, would you be praying? If you and the father are one, what are you asking the father for? Because whatever the father knows, you know. Whatever the father can do, you can do. He said, that God has given me everything that I do, my own will. Yet, you have to seek the face of his father through prayer. What about you? That's why your life is different. And he said, I want more of you. More of you. See whether you pray every morning like Jesus. But remember, before the day will come, rise up. Speak to your father. Commit your ways to the Lord. Commit the journey. Commit your journey. Commit your children as your children are going to school. You may never know a certain wicked son or daughter who is going to eat your child's food with him and put a certain sickness. Before the day. No, we are not spiritual. We are not spiritually sensitive to the dangers ahead of us.
That is why the Bible said that the foolish man enters into danger, but a prudent man, somebody who thinks that this evil can happen. So what do I do to prevent this evil? That's a prudent person. A prudent person must always have a certain kind of pessimism. Always believe that something is against you. Something is against you. Never say, even as you are eating with your own brother, you must think that Cain and Abel, they were brothers, but one took a Cain and killed his own brother. It is in the Bible. So we are not suspecting your brother to be an enemy or a killer, but always have that spirit of God in your mind. It can happen. It can happen to you. It can happen to you. Oh, yes. That is why you need to be spiritually tuned and prepare yourself before you meet the person. Before Jacob could meet his brother Esau, he had to go and pray and strengthen himself. He said, this brother I'm going to meet, I don't know what is going to happen to me. His own brother. And you are traveling to your hometown, no prayer.
No prayer. They are going to your hometown like that.
They are going for funeral, no prayer. You just go like you just say, yeah, you're changing now. Wow, I know what to car now, bro. Hey. Yeah, come and join. Pa, now you're more general, maybe free, but you go here, go here. Yet I am quite. Namun Yamun Sa Gumuna Moody. Now, so Dibi. Hey! And you didn't pray before you ate, though. Because at that time, you are even shy to pray over your food. Paul was talking to Timothy that sanctify every food given to you by prayer and thanksgiving. But you didn't have time to sanctify it. Because you are ashamed of God in the presence of your brothers, sinners. So at the end when you see what happened, you just see what happened. Hey, mommy, I can't say about the other day. You know, I said them. Oh, no sanctification of the food. The word did is you are just eating the food because you don't know that you are in the kingdom which operates by power, and you need prayer to fight evil plans against your life. How you have grown? So they plan to kill Daniel. But because of his nature of prayer, his prayer life was the one that saved him. May your prayer life begin to save you from every wicked plans. That is why we are going to engage ourselves into serious prayer. From tomorrow till the end of the month, 21 days. When we call said that we should come and tell everybody, I want to hear your voice. Tell my people, I want to hear their voice. I'm giving you 21 days. Let me hear your own voice. The Father wants to hear your voice, not your pastor's voice praying on your behalf. That's what I'm teaching you. So, many of us, you don't know how to pray. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Remember, Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Jesus went to pray. And so the disciples realized that this Jesus Christ we have been following. When we wake up in the morning, we are looking for him, you can't find him. Where has he gone? By the time he returns, there's a certain power. Remember, the disciples were, somebody brought this child, said, oh, can you heal them? And they couldn't do it. Jesus, at that time, he was praying. When he came down, power was on him. He said, get away from here. And he said, couldn't you heal the person? So Master said, this type, it comes by prayer. It comes by what? Prayer. It comes by what? Prayer. I had a disciple, and I'm going to say, we'll be healing my Bible. Oh, solve problem by heart. Okay, you had a skunk and solve problems in the family. No. And by body, and man's in the sky. Oh, this one, I'll be over. I can pay for that. The one that is going, you don't know what they have connected it against you. Oh, yeah, Mbesho. Before you give, pray over it first. Pray over it first. Hallelujah. So they realize that this guy is a different from us. Different person. And so Luke chapter. The Bible stories, they all pick certain pieces. So you need to join them together through the Holy Spirit. That's why God give you a pastor who will teach you all these things. You understand? To feed you with knowledge and understanding. So in the last one, it says in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, you see that Bible said that, and as he was praying in a certain place, okay, when he sees,
One of his disciples sent him, quote, they have been monitoring this guy that there is something that he's carrying that we don't have. So anytime he went to that secret place, the one day they said, no, we have to monitor this guy. So they monitored him, and they saw him praying at the corner. There's a place in Israel when Jesus Christ prayed, what prayer? I've forgotten. So when you go, they have done the statue of the distance of Jesus Christ kneeling down. When I went to Israel, I knelt down on that same place. You'll be going to Israel very soon. But that's not the story. I'm concluding. Listen. So Bible said, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place. Remember Mark chapter 1 verse 35. A certain place. A solitary place. Yeah. So you see, they monitored. They used to monitor. He used to go there often. So they monitored him. They went there. That's at the beginning of their following him. So the Bible said that when he was praying, they just followed him. They came. Oh, this is the guy. That's what he always does. This is what he always does. So they went to him and said, Master, this time the thing you have been doing, teach us how to pray. Teach us. We want to be like you. We want more of you. We want to be like you. So show us how to pray. How do we pray? So that we also can go to the Father and do the same thing that you are doing, to receive certain supernatural power. And Jesus said, and one of us said, Lord, teach us to pray. Someone said, teach me how to pray. How many want to learn how to pray? That in this kingdom, you need to know, you have to pray. And the question, how do you pray? How do you pray? And that is what the Lord inspired our father and our pastor to write this book, How to Pray. How do you activate this grace and this behavior? How does this behavior become part of you? So this is a book which we are studying and praying with it for the next 3 weeks. And I want everybody to make sure that I have a copy. So if you don't have a copy, raise up your hands. They will send you, give us your mobile number, we send to you on a soft copy. Throughout the week, throughout the next week, throughout the next 2 weeks, we are studying how to pray. Tell them, how do we pray? Hallelujah. So next week we are going to continue. But I want to introduce you to chapter 4. All the things I've said is in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. That's why I summarize it through what I'm doing. But the question now is, how do you pray? Or how do you talk to a great person? How do you talk? Because God is a great person. How many of God is a great person? So prayer is talking to a great person called Jehovah. Talking to a great person called Jehovah. In the kingdom that we are in, the great person in the kingdom is Jehovah. How do you talk to him to be able to survive in this kingdom? How many talk to the President Akufo-Addo? You don't talk to him. Nobody talks to. But you see, there is a way to live the God. But this one, in this kingdom, you can have direct access to the Father. What a blessing to join this kingdom. You can have direct access to the Father. You don't need any protocol. You don't need any minister to introduce you to. All that you need is a pastor to show you what to do. So you say that, I am who I am. He's the greatest of all. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the Lord of all. He knows the beginning from the end. There is nothing like him. None like him. No one else can touch our lives the way that he does. How great is our God, and how great is his name. So whenever we pray, we come before this great God. How do you talk to this great God? How do you talk to a great person? Hallelujah. How many want to know how to talk to a great person? Because what you say to a great person or your attitude towards a great person determines what becomes of you. Hallelujah. So we are going to study about 8 things to know. 8 principles. Anytime you are about to pray, let it be in your mind and in your heart that this is the way to talk to our Father. And so in Matthew chapter, in this scripture, Jesus said that, and teach us how to pray. Look at the next verse. And Jesus said, when you pray, say this. Verse 2. When you pray, say, our Father, who art in heaven. So you see, once again, the Bible writers sometimes, they leave something. So you need to join Read different verses to understand the full picture. So when you read Matthew's version, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, Jesus gave a certain line that this man didn't bring. He said that after this manner, therefore pray. Not that pray like pray. When you pray, say this. That is, what do you call it? Luke left that line, this manner. Remember, Daniel, as he often does, there's a certain format, there's a certain way of following when you are praying. So Jesus said, after this manner. So this manner is what I'm giving you, 8 manners, things you need to know about this manner. It's called the principles of prayer. The principles. There's 8 principles you need to apply when you are praying. After this manner. Everything has a pattern. Anything that God was going to build the temple, he showed Moses, said, you have to build it according to the pattern I showed you. If you don't do it according to the pattern, I will not accept it. I kind of said there's a pattern. So Jesus Christ showed us a pattern. How many want to know the pattern to follow so that you can have 100% answer to your prayers? Because when we say that, so I said, teach us how to pray. It's different from teach me to pray. There is a way of praying. Many of us, we say we are praying, but we don't know the art of prayer. We don't know the principles you need to follow to enable you to get your answer that you pray for. So the first principle of the manner to pray is that anytime you come before a great person, do not ask or mention your needs at the beginning of the interaction. Do not start with your needs. Don't mention your needs. Don't mention what is worrying you. If you meet the president today, hi, Yvonne, how are you? Mr. President, please, can you help me to get home? What's their relationship? What's their relationship? Just you met the person, you have started asking for your needs. Are you here? Go home. A beautiful lady, a certain young guy is coming to your life. Hi, baby. How are you? I really love your hairstyle. Wow, what a blessing. You like my hairstyle? Okay, please, can you make, it costs me 500 Ghana. Can you send the money to me? You have spoiled the relationship. I need iPhone 12. The person just called you once. Now you are bringing your problems to the person. What's their relationship? You are spoiled. When you are coming, please, can you pass by KFC and buy me some lesson? The person has come to visit you for the first time. Just the first time. He should bring KFC. Do you expect the person to come to you? He won't come. Are you here? I've gone home. So you see, many of us, that's how we are. When we come to God, Father, my child's school fees. Father, man, this is. But you might know that God already knows you have a problem. You know that sometimes when you know that you want to help somebody, but the way the person behaves, you don't want to give the thing to the person. It's true. That's why we don't know how to relate to great people. Because anytime we see great people, we think that our problem is solved through the person. What I'm going to get. But sometimes you don't need anything from the person. When you build good relations with the person, he can even connect you to somebody else who will solve your problem. Because knowing the person is more than knowing what the person has. Don't relate to people because of what they have. But relate to people because of who they are. Once you're able to build a relationship with a great person, that's how God himself said, that you seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness. These things you are asking for, I know you have need of it. I'll give them to you. But how many of us come to God and we start, Father? Say that after this manner, pray. When you start by saying, Our Father, which are art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What a blessing to come to know a great God like you. What an honor, what a privilege that somebody like me could be allowed to even come to know you. Thank you for making me know you. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for calling me to come near you. A wretched villager like me. What an honor that God, you should consider somebody like me and even come to me. Father, thank you. You see, if you pray this prayer, don't you expect God to answer you? So the first principle is that do not ask. Tell your neighbor, don't ask for things by heart. Don't ask for things. Don't ask. Don't ask. You like asking for things. You like asking for things quickly. It's too quick to start asking for things. Tell your neighbor, it's too early. It's too early. It's too early. It's too early. Don't rush. Don't rush. You don't rush. That's what the young boy said, that you don't rush. You don't rush. Don't rush. Don't ask. Don't even mention. Don't even mention. Let the person even know that you have a need. Don't even let the person know. Don't mention it. Sometimes it's like we won't ask, but the way we mention the matter. Hey! The way we carry that discussion, you know, it's like you indirectly has mentioned it to the person. But God is speaking to you. If you want to relate with me, come worship me first. Come bow before me first. Come praise my name first. If you know how to praise me, you can get what I have for you. You know, if you're a wife, you must know how to praise your husband. See, because the person has scaled over many walls before he chose you as a wife. So there is everything in him is yours. Everything he aspired to become will be yours. There is nothing that a man will get that is not for the wife. There is nothing. There is nothing that a man owns that his wife is not a portion. The fact that he has not mentioned it to you doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to you. If only you know how to handle him and worship him and praise him and lord over him. Everything. Everything. Nikoko Fonina. What the better one? Is it not that, brother, president, La Paz Toyota? La Paz Toyota. What about you? And is that all the songs say? La Paz Toyota. Car, no, or don't make the car, no, Mawati. Or don't make the car, no, Mawati. Toyota. Make the car, no, Mawati. Make the car, no, I will give you everything. If only you know how. Stand to your feet. Next week, we are going to continue with it. Next week, come. Next week, we shall come and continue. Lift up your hands and pray to the Lord. Lift up your hands. Just pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you for showing me how to appear before you. How to relate with you. I should learn. Jesus said, after this manner, there is a manner of approaching a great person. You need to learn of that good manner, that good behavior, that good way of thinking, that you approach a great person by a certain manner. And the first sign is that do not mention or ask for your needs from that person. Pray and say, Lord, I've never known how to pray, but thank you for showing me how to pray. Throughout this week, throughout this month, as I come before you, I want to know how more of you It should be all of you. I'm coming to worship you. I'm coming to praise you. I'm coming to exalt your name. I'm coming to lift your name higher. Oh Lord, in my closet, I will worship you. I will praise you. I will dance to you. I will glorify your name. Before my matter comes, let me wake up in the morning and pray and seek your face and worship you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed, 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 hallowed. Your name be praised. Your name be exalted. Your name be lifted high. Your name, your name. Anything that make your name unglorified, Lord, help me to know how to make your name glorified. Your name be praised. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing us the way and manner to appear before you, Lord, to worship you, to praise you. Your word says, enter his gate with thanksgiving in your heart. You don't enter God's gate with your needs, but you enter his gate with thanksgiving, with praises, with worship. Always enter his presence with worship, with praises. Exalt his name. Spend 15 minutes, 30 minutes just mentioning the greatness of God. Praising how wonderful he is. Because it depends upon how you see him. How you see him will determine what you are going to get from him. If he's your healer, if he's your supplier, if he's a provider, then you know that by mentioning and showing that he's a provider, he's a supplier, he's a healer, he will heal you of all that you are come to ask for. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. That in this church, it is not a man that speaketh. It is your voice that we hear. I pray, oh Lord, that this man will be a custom of everybody. As it was with Daniel, as it was with Jesus, may it also be with us. We give you all the praise. For spirit of understanding and revelation, help us, O Lord, to know you more so that we know how we can approach you better. For the more we know you, the more we become better in our lives. Thank you for your answering our prayer today in Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed, every eye closed, remember from the beginning I said there are three things. And the first key is to enter the kingdom. And you cannot enter the kingdom without the blood of Jesus washing you from your sins. Because it's the kingdom of the righteous. And righteousness is purged through the blood of Jesus. And so if you are here, you want to enter into this kingdom where your supplies will come from heaven above. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. Please, every head bowed and every eye closed. Lift up your right hand. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to enter into this kingdom. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom for you even to begin to know how to call your father. Because God is not your father. How do you call on him? Every head bowed, please. Every eye closed. Please, when we say close your eyes, be obedient to the voice of the Spirit. Close your eyes. Don't open your eyes. Listen to God. It's not me. Close your eyes. You want to give your life to Christ? Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. You want to enter into that kingdom? Lift up your right hand above your head. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are working in people's lives. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are marking the people. If your hand is lifted up, please come to me. I'm going to pray with you. Come. Come forward. Take a step of faith. Come. Come confidently. You are entering into a kingdom. Into a kingdom. A kingdom. A kingdom of God. A kingdom of God. You are entering
a new kingdom, a kingdom that is different from the kingdom you know. Jesus is the Lord of that kingdom. He will provide, he will supply, he will be with you, he will help you, he will deliver you, he will redeem you, he will help you. Come to Jesus. Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way. Say this after me, all of you who are here. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are a merciful God. You are a kind God. You are God who forgives sins. You are God who don't look at our past, but you are interested in our future. That is why you allow the blood of Jesus to be shed for sinners like me. Today, by grace, I stand at the river of the flow of the blood to wash myself in this pure holy blood so that I can put on a garment of righteousness, a holy garment, so that I can enter into your marvelous kingdom. So please, God, have mercy on me. Forgive me all my sins. And let the blood cleanse me, my spirit, my soul, my body. And let me become a newborn Christian, clothed with the blood, with the power of God. I enter today your wonderful kingdom. I want to be more like you. Send me your Holy Spirit to fill my heart and make me a glorious daughter of God. And I know, as a good father, you have so many good things for me. Begin, O Lord, from today and manifest your wonders in my life so that I can become a wonder to my own self and to all those who know me. I thank you for receiving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, clap your hands up for the Lord. God is going to make you a glorious daughter. Hallelujah. There's so many good things God has in store for you. Okay? So as you have come to God, continue in Him. Come to church always. God is going to use the word to wash you, to cleanse you, to make you. All of us were very bad people some years ago. Me, you see me as a pastor. Hey! But you see, this is what I did. I came forward. I gave my life to Christ. And from that day, God began to change my life. Do you understand? So, what you have to do, that don't stop coming to church. Every day, Sunday, come to church. Wednesday, come to church. Whatever we are doing, be part of it. You can join the choir. You can join dancing star. You can join prayer group. Anything that you can do. You can play keyboard. Do you understand? So God is going to make you glorious. If you listen to me and you follow what I'm saying, the next 10 years time, where God will lift you up is 10,000 times what you are going through today. God will bless you. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this wonderful people. It is your spirit that brought them here. Let your spirit use them. You can change and transform everybody. If my life had been changed, if Paul's life was changed,
You can change every one of them and make them vessels of thy use. Use them supernaturally for your own glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Please see our pastor here. Follow him. Can you follow our pastor? Follow him. Oh, clap your hands for four powerful souls that has come out of darkness into this marvelous kingdom of God. Are you not excited about that? Are you not happy that God has brought a whole four nations into his kingdom? Wow, what a blessing. Hallelujah. Now, if you brought your tithe, and I'm expecting to bring your tithe. Some of you, you haven't paid your January tithe. January, February, March, April, May. Come and pay. Come and settle your debt. Come, everybody, I'm waiting for you. Come and honor the Lord with that substance. Take your seed and come and quickly. Our time is almost up there. Go here so that others can join you. Come forward. You haven't paid your tithe for January, February, March, but you have grown your beard. Come and honor the Lord. Let us pray. Father, bless your people according to thy word. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. 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 According to his word. Okay, everyone, take your seed. Everybody is planting something special. Expect a certain financial breakthrough by the end of the month. By the end of the month. A special seed that God is going to speed it up for you. He said, I will hasten my word to perform it. Okay? Take a good offering of 100 Ghana, 200 Ghana, 500, 50 Ghana, 20 Ghana, 10 Ghana, 5 Ghana, 2 Ghana, 1 Ghana cedis. Even if you have a coin, take the coin offering and lift it up as I pray for you. Believe God that that little in your hands. Elisha told the woman. The woman came crying. I don't have anything. They are coming to take my child away. Elisha said, what do you have? Stop complaining. What do you have? He said, go and do this. And you will pay all your debt and live the rest of your life. The little you have, lift it up. God is going to turn the little that you have and multiply supernaturally. The month will end without you owing anybody. I said, you are not going to owe anybody. This offering you are going to give is a paying all your debt offering. How God will take your 5 cities, your 10 cities, your 100 cities, and turn it to pay your debt for you, only God knows. And lift it up as I pray. Father, I stand here as your prophet. For Elisha said to the woman, what do you have? He said, a little oil. These are the little oils that your people have. By supernatural manipulations and manifestations, let this little turn to become multitude. That we pray that by the end of this month, nobody will be owing anybody. This little one would have turned into abundance to be able to live the rest of their lives with this. If you did it for Elisha, who was a man of God, today he doesn't exist, but his spirit is here. Let the same spirit work for your people through the little oil in their hands. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come and give to the Lord. Believe in God that with this little, you will pay all your debts. May the Lord cause you to pay all your debts. You have a testimony by the end of this month. By the end of this month,
Let this little oil become the multitude and abundance that you have used to pay all your debts. You have paid all your debts. You have supplied all your needs. God will supply all your needs by supernatural manifestations of the power of God. May your little in your hands be transformed to become a multitude that pays all. All. He's Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. He's more than enough for you. With God on your side, He's Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. He will provide. May my God, my God, my God, my God, who brought me here to speak His word, may my God supply, supply. Those are the overflow. Please come forward. Come here and receive the blessing. Come and receive a blessing. Overflow people, please bring your offering here. Let me receive it to change. May you pay all your debts. You are paying every debt within the next 3 weeks. Within the next 3 weeks. Within the next 3 weeks. All your debt will be paid off. God will bless you. God will multiply your little to pay all your debt and live the rest of your life. A certain breakthrough that enables you to pay all your debt and live the rest of your life. Come and receive it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody is here. You want to have a double sure that this is going to be a breakthrough month for you. And so you want to say thank you even in advance. To show that you believe God. You are not dependent upon anybody, but you are believing God. That is why you are thanking Him even in advance. Take another seed and come and plant it. As a thanksgiving for what you are believing God for, receive. May your expectation not be cut off. You believe God for a supernatural dimensions of financial breakthrough. Receive this. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. May God, my God, who supply all needs, who make roads, ways in the wilderness, and rivers flow out of deserts, may He cause a certain supernatural way. I don't know how the oil, little oil of that woman could turn to fill drums upon drums, but I believe in that same God that Elisha believed, and I speak as a prophet of God. If I am a man of God, let my God do same for you. Let my God do same for you. Let my God do same for you. How God turned the oil, I don't know how. How He turned the oil and made it to be able to supply the woman's needs. But I'm the same believer of the same God. And I prayed, God, my God, this superior power, this supernatural God who can create new things and multiply things. May this God who brought me here, in whose name I stand, may He do it for you. 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 By the end of this month, you shall see the wonders of God, the powers of God, the glory of God. Receive from the supernatural abundance all your needs. The supply. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For you are at work in the midst of your people. Let your name be greatly glorified by your wonderful works and through the testimonies. Bless your people. Multiply them. In Jesus' name.
And all the saints can say a very big amen for that.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Macarius Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.